Hey guys, welcome back to Off Topic with Caitlin
and Linnea.
And today we're going to be talking about having a Christ-centered relationship and Christ-centered dating and what we've learned from our own personal relationships with our boyfriends and what the Bible kind of talks about in relationships. Along with that, we're also going to kind of just touch on how to have a Christ-centered dating life as well and just being faithful and protecting your heart. All right, guys, let's get off topic. All right, guys, as I said in the intro, we're just going to be talking a lot about like having a Christ-centered dating life and keeping God in the middle of your relationships. I think a lot of the times we tend to start off really strong with keeping God in our relationship, and after a while, it kind of just starts to like dwindle out and we don't see it as much. And so to start off, I just kind of want to talk about like what I've learned in the past year of me dating Brennan. Not only that, but like just like from previous relationships and dating and like the do's and don'ts almost. Mm-hmm. One thing that I love that Brennan and I do is that every single night we call and we pray no matter what. I was literally at Linnea's like a month ago or something and spent the night.
Probably longer than that.
And I was sitting on the couch and he called me and we just sat. I closed my eyes. Linnea was sitting next to me and we just prayed over the phone. And we always have like a almost like an not necessarily an itinerary, but like specific things that we pray for. And we always have people in our lives. We pray about the people that we love. Whether it's health or mentally or just anything else. And we also pray for each other and our relationship as well. And at the end of it all, we always thank God. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest, I'd say, like green flags in our relationship is like we do that consistently and we keep God there every single day. And a lot of the times, too, something else is, like, whenever we're feeling kind of, like, beat down or something like that, we don't turn with, like, worldly answers almost. Mm-hmm. We, to give each other motivation, send each other Bible verses or quotes or something like that and remind each other that God's got this at the end of the day and that that God has us at the end of the day. And we always just use, like, very more like biblical encouragement with each other.
Yeah, like spiritually uplifting each other.
One other thing that I can think of is we also are very like respectful of each other's boundaries, mm-hmm. which, you know, we guard each other's heart. Not only does Brennan guard his heart, but he also guards mine, which mm-hmm. I think is such an important thing in a relationship. And not only that, but like in dating, mm-hmm. like protecting yourself, like not being very impulsive in your dating life, even though it can be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes, I mean, I've learned from my own experience from like being single and dating, like I tend to, when I was younger, would just be very impulsive and, you know, just think, oh, everything will be fine. Like, mm-hmm. who cares? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Living it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't guarding my heart and I wasn't being careful. And so, like, I would start talking to someone and I would go, like, almost all in a way. And I'd be so excited about that. And then 9 out of 10 times we didn't go on a date or anything and it never went anywhere. But even, like, I've only dated legitimately 2 guys in my entire life, mm-hmm. including Brennan. So it's like I would get so excited about these things. And as soon as it didn't turn out to be anything, my heart would be absolutely broken. And mm-hmm. I'd feel so lost and so confused. And the Bible actually has a perfect Bible verse about this saying, Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. And I think that's, it's such an important thing that, especially nowadays, people don't tend to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's so important because it's like, if you aren't guarding your heart, then like, dating somebody, at the end of the day, like, you're not protecting yourself and you're just letting whatever happens happen and, mm-hmm. you know, doing whatever you want and not protecting who you are at the core and who God made you to be.
I just posted something kind of like that on my Instagram story. Where is it? I think it was back in here. I'll find it. But it was this thing. It says, sometimes God allows you to experience everything you thought would satisfy your soul, only to understand that it doesn't. And I've been like, I saw that and I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. Because I've been in a relationship now dating my boyfriend Nathaniel for almost 10 months on the 30th, which is just, it just seems so crazy. Like, it's almost been a full year of like knowing him and everything. It's just like, wow, the time flew by. But like, what I kind of learned of when we first started like hanging out and like getting to know each other, we were in a camp setting at a summer camp, so it was definitely a lot easier to be together every single day. And like, I don't know, we just had a lot more intentional time to become friends, and that was something that really stood out to me. But something like I've learned, I've never really dated anybody. I wasn't like ever asked out on dates in high school. No guy ever kind of desired to like get to know me more than a friendship, so I never really knew what dating looked like, because nobody was like, hey, Linnea, you want to go on a date? Like, that just wasn't something that happened. And I think that also might have been because I'm a pastor's daughter and like the guys were just intimidated by my dad. So that was just like another thing.
Even though like
my dad is so chill.
The least intimidating person I've ever met. He's so funny.
Yeah. But it was just like, I never knew, like, I knew what I wanted. I was like, I want a boyfriend and I want to experience the Hallmark like things.
But like,
and
you like, didn't understand it
Never. Like, I never understood, like, there's things in a relationship where you're going to be like, you thought you wanted something so badly. And then it's like, oh, like, that's just boring. Like, going, like, I love going on dates. Don't get me wrong. I love my boyfriend. I love, like, everything. But, like, sometimes I'm like, I had such a fantasy idea of everything that I wanted it to be someday. And then, like, when it wasn't, I kind of had a reality check of, like, nobody's going to be my Prince Charming. Like, it's not going to be all perfect, like, La La Land of... It's not, like, a perfect
standard.
It's not
a happily ever after.
Right. And so, like, God kind of let me experience what, like, friendship dating looked like first with Nathaniel, and that was really cool. Like, just building a friendship for like 6 weeks of our summer, we were able to like spend quality time together, and like all we ever did was we called it like our spilling the tea weekends, and we would just talk and laugh and like enjoy quality time together as friends. And that's something that I really enjoyed about the beginning of our relationship. And then because he's originally from Iowa, so he would have gone home after camp, but he was able to stay and do an internship up there. But I feel like that was also a really cool opportunity that God gave both of us to grow deeper in a relationship with each other, because I feel like we started dating the last week of camp. We finally kind of expressed our feelings and then be like, okay, bye, see you later. I feel like that would have changed our relationship a lot to what it is now, because I feel like we're very close now because we have been able to see each other for the last...
But no, I understand what you're saying, because it's so weird when you start dating someone, like, you don't expect to be miles and miles and miles and miles away from each other. Like,
yeah.
You expect to see each other like maybe every other weekend, at mm-hmm. least in the beginning, and like going on dates and seeing them in person. But like, if you guys would have been states apart, mm-hmm. then like you wouldn't be able to have like that new dating thing where like you go out on dates mm-hmm. in person and get to see how like he reacts with other people. Like, yeah, you got to see that at camp,
but like, it was like before we even expressed our feelings.
It's
you know?
So different like watching like a friend react to other people than it mm-hmm. is to watch your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so, it's so different in a sense. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's definitely different.
But it's like
different.
You're seeing like the true, I think also when you start a relationship, you're very much in the, oh my gosh, we like each other. This is so cute. Everybody calls it the honeymoon phase. And I was like, no, I'm not in that at all. And then like after the 3 months,
Linnea texted me every single night. Oh my gosh.
It's because it was like the first time I ever experienced like a relationship, especially mm-hmm. with a guy who was like on fire for the Lord, who loved everything about ministry
and, was, like,
and stuff.
Genuine about
like getting to know me and like about what he wanted. And so that was something that was really cool. But like kind of moving forward into a relationship, like we kind of learned what it looks like to be upset at each other and bicker and have little arguments and like be sassy with each other. You know what I mean? It's like you learn the characteristics of somebody else. And that doesn't mean, like, if your relationship is changing, it doesn't mean it's not, like, as good as it was before. That's something, like, I struggled with. I was like, I miss the beginning of our relationship. And, like, because it was so easy and, like, adorable and Hallmark and honeymoon phase. And then once it kind of got into, like, the hard things of, like, well, I don't like this when you do that. And, well, I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, you identify faults in each other. That's when I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what's going wrong?
Yeah.
But I never experienced that before. So that was, like, kind of fearful for me in the beginning. But, like, some of the things that I've really learned in my relationship with Nathaniel is that our consistency is so important. And I don't even mean just, like, with each other. I mean our personal consistency with the Lord, our consistency with our friendships, in our time, like, reading the Bible and being consistent with, like, our words and things like that. And throughout, like, the last couple months, there was a lot of, like, hardship in our relationship just with personal things we were both going through. And it was, like, really hard to be consistent all the time and talk about how, you know, like, talk with each other and be, I don't know, just as vulnerable as we wanted to be because there was so much going on. And so we were able to kind of work through that and the hard things. But another thing that he and I have really tried to work really hard on and we've done really well, I would say, is our communication. Even in the beginning of our friendship, he was very clear and like, I don't want to push you to feel like you need to do any, like, be super close with me, or like, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Like, I just want to take this slow so we can build a friendship. And I think in any relationship, especially when you're dating somebody, you should never feel uncomfortable or feel like you're at a crossroads of, I have to choose him or else he's going to go to somebody else. Or if I don't choose him, like, I'm going to regret it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but that's the thing that has so much to do with, like, obviously keeping God in the center of it all. It's like, if God's in the middle of it, he's going to guide you guys both where you're supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like, I think that Christians tend to have this idea in their head that typically, like, if we have God in our relationship, it's going to be perfect and we're going to get married and we're going to live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily the case. Like, obviously, you can have God in your relationship all you want, but just because of that does not necessarily mean, like, you guys are going to get married and live happily ever after. He's going to guide you guys both wherever you're supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And even though that can be hard to think about and kind of sad, in a way, like, if you think about it, it's kind of happy too, because it's like, you clearly care so much about that person that you're keeping God in the center of it all. So, like, obviously, like, it's hard to let them go, but at the same time, you can be so happy for them when they actually find the person that they're supposed to be with. And I kind of have not, like, thought about that before until now, but, like, no matter how hard it is, God's going to guide you wherever you're supposed to be. In all honesty, like, if they don't want to be with you because of some dumb thing, or, like, they don't like how you act towards things, it's different when it's, like, legitimately, like, a concerning thing, like, with who you are. But, like, just, like, because they don't like your personality or something, then why would you even want them in your life?
And right.
I saying that out loud, like, I know that I've been in, like, a place before where I'm, like, trying my most to keep somebody in my life. But, like, I'm not getting anything out of that.
You can't,
like, I think it has a lot to do with, like, you don't want change. I hate change. I hate when things change. I was telling Brennan, it's kind of funny though, because, like, our next episode that we're doing is about change.
About that, yeah.
But, like, I was telling Brennan the other night, like, moving out in the fall, like, I know I'm going to be so sad, and, like, coming home in my bedroom isn't going to be my bedroom anymore when I come home on the weekends or something like that. And, like, that, it just, like, is, like, a knife to my heart, because I'm, like, it's real. And it's, like, and not only that, but I'm, like, I'm going to be going to a different college in a different town. And,
with all,
you know,
people,
there's not,
like,
going to be
new
people
life
that I actually know. At least, like, at MCC, there's some people I know. Like, this is so different. Like, I've lived in the same house my entire life, literally for almost 21 years, which is insane. But, like, it's so hard. And I think that's where, like, you know, letting people go, even when we don't want to, can be so hard. Not even just because, like, obviously we care for them, but like we just don't want that change, right. Even if we're not getting anything out of the relationship so much. I mean, that's why I held on to like my last relationship for so long, is because I didn't want change. Mm-hmm. I like the thought of anything changing. I didn't care if I was sad or happy or what. Like I just didn't want anything to change, and I wanted to live
happily ever after. Yeah.
Quote unquote happily ever after.
And that's like the hard part of like growing up. And that's something like I feel like both Caitlin and I have been talking about a lot. Like we are going to talk about it in the next episode, but like when it comes to the change in a relationship, or like I would even like talk about family relationships or friendships and things, we like things to be our own. And I think when it comes to like dating and relationships like that, as like I kind of was fearful in the beginning, like, but what if this doesn't work out? Like, what am I going to do? And like I think we get so caught up in what I want and what I think is good that we forget that God was like, I literally put this person in your life so that you could fall in love with them. And that's something that I think is really special. But also, even if it doesn't work out, that's a person that God put in your life for a specific reason. And it was growing and you learned. And one thing I've been like really learning from life within the last like 3-4 weeks is like you learn from experiences, and it's okay to move on and go to a next new thing. And that's mm-hmm. something the Lord's been really opening my eyes to, is like just because something is comfortable doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
And that can be so really important. Dangerous, especially in relationships like what we were talking about. But
I think that like that part also kind of goes into like what I was saying with the Bible verse, like guarding your heart. Like if you're just staying because you're comfortable, even if you're unhappy, like how are you're not guarding your heart? Like, and it's just going to like, I think in my head, I kind of like envision like your heart's like slowly deteriorating mm-hmm. and like you're not going to have joy in your life. Like there's always going to be something off and you know it mm-hmm. and that's going to like emotionally drain you. Mm. And at the end of the day, you're not able to live that joy-filled life that God has for you, especially when you're with the wrong person. Mm-hmm. And so like I think that something that I've kind of learned, and like I mean, obviously, none of us know, like, the future 100%. Anything could happen mm-hmm. within the next year or two. And I think that the one thing that has kind of, like, shown me that, like, I know that Brennan is, like, my person is that, like, when we have issues, we talk about them and we go at them with God. We don't fight our battles alone. And something that I saw in a video a long time ago, and I might have mentioned this before in the podcast, but like you have to think of the relationship as a team. And mm-hmm. like if your team doesn't work well together, then you're never going to win any battle or anything. Mm-hmm. And so you can have Christ in that as much as you want, but if Christ doesn't want that person for you, it's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. And like I think you just, in certain scenarios, when you're faced with like the hardest things, it's all about how that person reacts and how they react with you. And like watching Brennan be so careful with my heart and me trying to be so careful with him, like I don't know how to explain it other than it just makes sense mm-hmm. when you're with that person.
Right.
And like not everything's perfect, but you work well together and you're like,
and you're compatible for each other because like you've been together for a year now and you've been able to experience the highs and the lows and everything in between, so that you've seen how you get along with each other. You see how you guys argue, if you argue, or you see like disagreements and stuff. And like, that's one thing I think is really important, is seeing like you both are from different families as well. So it's like, how are you going to understand how they were raised and how they dealt with conflict mm-hmm. or how they dealt with grief or how they dealt with like exciting things? Like, what did they do? And that was one thing that I really wanted to like not be judgmental of, because I think it's so easy to think, oh my gosh, you do this thing differently, like we're not compatible, we should definitely break up. And I think a lot of the times, like, sometimes Christians can be so cliche and like, if it's not from God, it's not, you know what I mean? It's like everything's like, if it doesn't work out because of this one thing, break up with them. And one thing that I've really learned is like, Nathaniel and I have talked about this a lot, is like, we need to work through the things together with God and ask God to like walk us through this. How can we work through this thing? How can we set this goal to change and to grow? Because sometimes Satan will specifically target you with one problem in a relationship, or he'll put something in your life or insecurities. And like something that I struggled with was just feeling insecure, like not good enough, because I never was desired before by any guy, like romantically. Like I had guy friends, but it was never like somebody was like, I love you and I want to be with you. And that was really scary for me, because I'm like, but why? Because I'm not good enough, because I'm not pretty enough, because, and that's where like a lot of the self-doubt came into. But it was something that both he and I were like, Lord, help us to both feel confident if this is something from you.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing in dating that I think that people need to understand, whether you're Christian or not. It has nothing to do with you necessarily not being enough. And mm-hmm. I understand how hard that is to believe that, because in the moment, like, that's all it feels like. It's like, mm-hmm. what could have I done differently to have made this work? But in reality, like, you don't see all the behind the scene things of God pulling the strings and everything. Mm-hmm. And like, God sees that you aren't meant for that person. And it's funny because Brennan and I've been watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and every single time somebody gets sent home, they tend to be like, what did I do wrong? What could mm-hmm. have I done differently? And all this stuff. And it's like, it has nothing to do with you doing something wrong necessarily. It just is the fact that it didn't work out and that you're not supposed to be with each other. Yeah. And that's okay.
And that's hard to understand sometimes.
It's so hard to understand, especially in the heat of a moment, because you feel like you look around and you see all these people, especially when you see that person move on, you're like, oh, so if I would have been more like this, then mm-hmm. he would have liked me. But it's like, why are you what's the point in changing yourself? Because you're never going to be happy if you change yourself mm-hmm. to be more like that person. Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes into like the Bible verse, Proverbs 27:17-19, where iron sharpens iron mm-hmm. and one person sharpens another. Whoever tends a fruit tree will eat its fruits, and whoever looks after his master will be honored. And I think that is a really good Bible verse for a relationship, is that like, we're not supposed to dull each other's lights and mm-hmm. and make each other,
like, try to outshine the other person.
Yeah, we're supposed to make each other better. And Brennan's mom, on our anniversary, she texted us and was like, happy 1 year anniversary. And in the paragraph, she was like, you guys bring the best out in each other. And that is like, I think one of the biggest, obviously, the first biggest compliment is being like, I can see God in your relationship. But like, mm-hmm. that is another like good relationship, because I don't want to be in a relationship where it's like, we're not going anywhere and mm-hmm. this is, nothing's happening, nothing's changing, and we're just the same people for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, like you can just be in it because you can be.
Exactly. I mean, like, I feel like that's part of the reason why God created relationships, is to help make each other better. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's another thing to have more of a Christ-centered relationship, is like looking at whether or not you guys are making each other better. Are you making each other worse? Is nothing happening? Mm-hmm. Like, how is that working out?
It's kind of talking about, like, the fruits. You know, like, mm-hmm. there's the fruits of a spirit. Like, are there any fruit or anything? Is there anything coming out of your relationship that has grown you? Like, one thing I wrote down, something that I've learned in like dating Nathaniel and like being in a relationship with him, is there's been so many things that I've had to grow in personally that I didn't see in myself before I was in a relationship. And I think that's really hard, because it's like, it's humbling, like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of controlling. Uh-oh. Like, I knew I was before, but like,
oh yeah, I see that in myself when Brennan's driving and I try to tell him how to drive.
And there's things in myself where I'm like, how did I not really notice this before, until somebody's like, can you stop? Like, I do the same thing with driving too. It's just, well, like, it's
even
just scares
that,
me.
Even if it's like not just like them saying, you care so much for that person, and then mm-hmm. you're like, you see how it affects them, whether they say something or not, yeah. and you're like, oh,
right.
Like, wow. And like, I just think that's such a huge thing in a relationship, is that you're supposed to be making each other better mm-hmm. and bringing each other to God. Because obviously, like, if
you're going to be in a marriage with somebody, do you want to feel like you're stuck and they love you more than you love them, or you love them like vice versa, or mm-hmm. you're just in a relationship because you wanted it and you said no to God? And I think like what you're talking about earlier is like, not every person is going to be your person. And like, there's 8 billion people in the world. And like, you found your one, hopefully you're one that the Lord has brought into your life, but also like it's hard to ever like believe that there could be somebody else different for you. And I think when it comes to like having a Christ-centered relationship is trusting that the person that God brought into your life at this time is a person he wants in your life for a reason. Mm-hmm. And not saying like, oh, just prepare for the future to break up, because I don't think that's like healthy at all in any relationship, mm-hmm. even in any friendship. But something that I really have seen that's been really encouraging to me in my relationship is like what you were talking about earlier, is how we can encourage each other spiritually. I think sometimes it can be like, oh, I love you so much, you're going to be okay. It's like, I know you love me, but also like, what does God say? And that's something that both Nathaniel and I have been like really working on more, is to be more encouraging spiritually rather than like, I'm here for you, I love you, babe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because like, if you think about it, a lot of the times, like, people lie. We lie. All the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think as a human, our word can be so, it doesn't hold as much value. But when you look in the Bible and see what God says about you, mm-hmm. that holds so much value, because God will never lie to you about anything, mm-hmm. and he will never hold that from you. And I think, I mean, that's a really good point if you mm-hmm. look at it that way, because, like, God doesn't lie to us. Everything he says is true and real.
Right.
Where, like, we tend to lie all the time. Like, I could be, like, saying something to Brennan, like, oh, yeah, that outfit looks so good on you or something like that. When
but
I really don't.
You look great.
Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the truth is from that person. But, and I think that's why a lot of people tend to have trust issues nowadays, because we're full of lying and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Where, like, I think looking to the Bible at why, that's why it's so important to look to the Bible about who you are, mm-hmm. as opposed to what other people say about you.
Because it's like the truth, like in the Bible, it talks about like how the truth will set you free. And sometimes like the truth hurts from somebody. So it's like, do you want to be in a relationship where somebody's going to tell you what you want to hear? Or are you going to like be in a relationship where you're like, okay, well, I think that, you know, personally, I think this should go a different way. Or personally, like, I think we should work harder at this. And another thing that, like, I've been learning is, like, when it comes to, like, disagreements or frustrations, or there's, like, a problem in a relationship, or just, like, sometimes it's just hard. Relationships are not always easy. And that's something I've learned being in, like, my first one with Nathaniel, is, like, it's not going to always be easy. But the problem sometimes is not the other person, but it's just a legitimate problem that you have to fight together instead of fighting against each other. Because I think it's so easy.
And that goes into what I was saying about, like, being a team.
Right. And it's, like, it's so easy to fight against each other and say, well, you said this and I said this and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you're fighting with the other person against a problem with the Lord on your side and saying, God, what can you do? How can you reveal to this personally to me? And I think another thing when it comes to relationships is, you don't always have to do every single thing together. Like, you can go to a Bible study on your own, and he can go to a Bible study on your own, on his own, and he yes. can have his own life. And like
that, I think, is so important. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've talked about it before, but, like, I've dated people before who, like, I've been, like, so, like, almost, like, closeted from the outside world, mm-hmm. and that was so draining, and like I lost myself in a way.
Yeah.
And like I take fault for that, like obviously, like nobody makes, I make my own decisions, mm-hmm. and so like by doing that and like spending all my time with that person because I was scared I was gonna lose them, like I lost friends, mm-hmm. and like yes, and like some, for some of the people that I lost, it was a blessing because like I wasn't getting out of any fruit out of that friendship anyways. But at the same time, I lost a part of who I was because I got so wrapped up in being afraid of losing somebody.
Right.
And so like I think making sure if somebody is so concerned about you spending time with other people, unless they are like actually bad people, that's different.
Unless they're criminals and like leading you down the wrong path.
But like you need to have your own time because you're never, it's yes, when you are dating and you become married, like you in a sense become one, mm-hmm. but you are still your own people.
And you shouldn't be practicing marriage in a relationship.
Exactly.
And that's something that's been like really like that stood out to me a lot, is sometimes it's like I see couples or like even Christian couples are like, oh, well, we just live life together. Everything's like so fun. We love doing everything together. But it's like you're basically doing everything in a marriage except for having sex. And sometimes, like, as Christians, it's like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm just living my life and I love my boyfriend and things like that. But also, like, when you're doing every single thing together that, like, is supposed to be in a marriage, like, does that make sense? You know what
it,
I mean?
It, like, well, I mean, it goes into, like, having sex with multiple people, you mm-hmm. know? Like, by doing that, it almost, like, takes away the value of it. And, like, it taints it every single time. Like, yes, it can be fun to play house and everything, mm-hmm. but, like, at the end of the day, if that's not your person, you've gone and you've lived this life with this other person, and then you go and you marry your actual, so the person you're supposed to marry, yeah. and you're like, huh, this is weird because I've already done this with so many other people, and it's not, mm-hmm. it's not as valuable as it once was because right. you had never done that before with anyone else, and now you have, and now you've done it with multiple people, mm-hmm. and it just takes away the value from it. And I'm not saying, like, obviously, like, there are certain things you do and you don't do when you're not in a marriage, mm-hmm. but, like, it's, I think it's just, like, you need to enjoy having that alone time, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I think it's so funny because parents and all the time are like, oh, I wish when I could just have a peaceful moment and all this stuff. And but, like, it's so important because it's like when you are married, you're supposed to be these specific people that God wants you to be. And if you aren't using that dating part of your relationship mm-hmm. to, like, become who you're supposed to be,
right.
then that marriage isn't going to be the way it's supposed to, the way that God has a plan, because you spent your entire dating relationship
pretending
to be married mm-hmm. while you're not, and then you didn't grow to become the people that you were supposed to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, as much as I love Brennan, if I spent every single waking moment, like, it's gonna, I don't know how to explain it, but it's gonna lose its value after a while. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
because it's like you guys are in a relationship right now, like, you're both in college, we're young, like, we're supposed to be
learning right now. Like, learning. I mean, we're always learning, but, like, there are certain things in certain stages of life, and if, like, to become parents and to become husband and wife, mm-hmm. we're supposed to be learning right now how to become those things, and by how we are growing individually, so mm-hmm. that when we do become, quote unquote, like, one, like, as a relationship, and mm-hmm. you're married and everything like that, you have everything that you need and everything that you're supposed to.
Right. And also, it's like, I think it's such a fulfilling time to be like, Lord, help me to be the right person for my future husband. Like, that's something when I, like, first kind of was like, Lord, I want to be in a relationship. Like, it was really hard for me, like, the end of college, like, when I was doing college, like, I was like, Lord, I feel ready to be in a relationship. And that was, like, really hard because I always was, like, the girl who never got asked out on dates or anything and, like, all that stuff. But, like, once I finally was like, Lord, I really desire a relationship, but also I don't want to rush it myself and be, you
take
know,
away from the importance of it, too.
Yeah, and take away his timing and things. Like, I was finally at peace with it, and then that's when God introduced me to Nathaniel. That's, and that's
what,
like,
happened for me, too.
And it's so funny. It's like, once we let go of things, but, like, I had spent an entire year and, like, a full summer reading this book about relationships and, like, reading the gospel and, like, reading what God says about how we can be fulfilled in him and not by other people. And I think sometimes as Christians, we get so caught up in the idea of, like, if I find my husband or if I find my wife, I will be complete. But just because you meet a significant other, it doesn't complete you, because your completed self should be with Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And that's so hard to, like.
And that's why, like, I saw this percentage one time on TikTok somewhere that it was, like, talking about, like, the percentage of marriages that succeed mm-hmm. when they don't have God in them and compared to when they do. And, like, the percentage was so much more higher. Mm-hmm. And I think, obviously, that doesn't just go into, like, the fact that they're both Christians, but, like, the fact that they have similar values and, like,
it's like giving you a purpose in.
Yeah, well, not only that, but, like, we're taught to not, like, just simply give up mm-hmm. in our faith and everything like that. And that's the difference, I think, that tends to be between Christians. It sounds weird saying yeah. it, but, like, but us as Christians, we're supposed to be different. Like, we mm-hmm. don't just give up. We don't quit because we have God and we have faith. Mm-hmm. And obviously there are times where I think there's a difference between quitting and like letting go. Mm-hmm. And I think we tend to confuse that all the time. And I believe that's part of the reason why people don't get out of toxic relationships, because we feel like we're quitting, like mm-hmm. we're giving up and all this stuff. And like, God doesn't want us to quit and everything like that. But there's a difference between letting go mm-hmm. and quitting and giving up, because I think the difference is that when you are quitting in a relationship and you're giving up on a relationship, is you're deciding to not try at all. Mm-hmm. Where letting something go, you've tried and you've done all that you can, and you've just given the reins to God and you've let it take its course. And, you know, sometimes it'll work out for the better, sometimes it won't. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, there's just, it's, I think that's so important to remember, is like, there is a difference between giving up mm-hmm. and letting go.
Mm-hmm. And I think like the biggest thing that like I've learned over the last couple months of like being in a relationship, and even in the beginning of like the dating stages of like when we started hanging out, is I have to trust God through this whole process, because he's providing this opportunity for me to be in a relationship, and I don't want to try and take control and say, this is mine, thank you for giving me this person, so glad I can have a boyfriend now, whatever, see you later. And I think as Christians, we need to trust that God has a person for us, or he doesn't have a person for us, and he's mm-hmm. giving us that ability to live on our own. And sometimes like marriage isn't promised, which is sometimes scary, but also like he's going to provide relationships in your life for what you need. But I think especially as young adults, like so many of my friends, they're like 20, 21, 22, getting engaged, getting married. And I'm 21 and Nathaniel just turned 20 and a while ago. And so it's just like thinking, well, I have to get engaged and like all this stuff. But there's like no timeline on what God.
That's just their own timeline.
Right. It's like God has.
And if you rush, I mean, you've told me stories about like people who you've known who have gotten engaged mm-hmm. and then like.
Now they're not engaged.
Yeah. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, if you rush God's timing, I feel like sometimes it can make stuff so much more worse. If like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it other than like, when you know, you know. I think that has a lot to do with like the Holy Spirit.
I was just gonna say that.
No, it's so true though. But like we say gut feeling or woman's intuition, something like that. But
which is a real thing. I will tell you, my gut intuition sometimes is so strong.
But that's just, I think that's being such faith-filled people. That's just the Holy Spirit guiding us. And that's where, like, prayer comes in. And yeah. you have to pray about things. I mean, like, when I've talked to guys before, you know, or I've dated somebody, like, I've been, like, where it's gotten to that point where it's, like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, God, if this person's not supposed to be for me, take them out of my life. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
They're, like, gone.
And you're, like, okay, yep, that's not supposed to be for me. Mm-hmm. But I think, kind of wrapping this up, I do want to like cover like specifically when you're a single like woman mm-hmm. or man, whatever.
Or man.
That remembering to keep your morals straight and not thinking that you can change someone, because the only yeah. person that can really change somebody is either Jesus or themselves, because, you know, somebody's only going to change if they want to.
Right.
And like, as much as you want them to change, it doesn't mean that they're going to. Mm-hmm. And there's a Bible verse that I had for this, and I think that's so good. It says, what harmony can be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? That's 2 Corinthians 6:15. And I think that's so important. And then 14 also says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteous be a partner with wickedness? How can light live in the darkness? Mm. And I think kind of like looking at that with like the light and the darkness, like they don't go together. Like one is not with the other, just mm-hmm. like it can't be day and it can't be night. Mm-hmm. And if you take away your faith to be able to have somebody in your life, you're not really gaining anything. If anything, you're losing something. Mm-hmm. And as hard as it can be, I can promise you that like, whoever that person is for you, if God has somebody for you, it's going to be worth everything mm-hmm. that you've gone through. And like, obviously we said it throughout this entire podcast, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. Being in a relationship's not easy. Dating isn't easy, especially in the world today. But like, just trust the process and know that God has everything in his hands. Mm-hmm. And as scary as it can be, and as much as you want to settle for somebody, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. Because I can tell you from experience, it just eats at you every mm-hmm. single day, because you know that this isn't what you want, and it, you're not happy. And do you really want to live your life like that? Like, mm-hmm. just like, I mean, when I've been with people before, like, I was miserable. And I'm like, why am I living my life like this? Mm-hmm. And I was like, just because I thought that nobody else was going to come along. Nobody better was going to come along. And I can promise you from experience that somebody better does come along.
Right.
And that there's always a plan. And I know that.
It's hard in the moment, but I feel like the biggest thing as Christians is, like, we have to trust that the Lord is going to provide. Yeah. And that's, like, it's so hard. Like, I've been single my entire life until I just turned 21 mm-hmm. back in August. It's like, Lord, I desire, like, he knows. I desire to get married someday, and I desire yeah. to be a mother.
But he also knows that, like, you aren't ready for each other at that time either.
Right, exactly. Like, it's all in God's timing. That's just, like, the beautiful thing about God is, like, he has a person for you, and he will prepare their heart and your heart at the same time. And it's just, like, so funny how he works it out for mm-hmm. his good, because a relationship shouldn't be self-glorifying. It should be glorifying to the Lord. And I think that's the biggest thing, like, when it comes to Christian dating, and, like, especially as a single person, like, you shouldn't be basing your entire life off of, I need to get married someday so I can be fulfilled. It should be, I need to fill myself up with Christ so much.
That finish line.
I need to fill my life up with Christ and be so fulfilled by God that people see that. And then God's going to bless you with somebody yeah. because
your identity isn't found in a relationship.
Right. And your identity is found in Jesus Christ. And I just kind of want to, like, end the podcast by talking about one last thing, is just the biggest thing that I've really learned is that prayer is so powerful in a relationship. I know, like, what Caitlin said about her and Brennan praying every single night. Like, I really loved that about, like, seeing that in their relationship. And I think it's so encouraging. And one thing Nathaniel and I try to do is we try and call, like, once or twice a week. And we have, like, a consistent day. It's always on Wednesdays. And we always pray together. We kind of debrief. And then we always pray. It's like, what can I be praying for you? And what can, you know, we be praying for together? And, like, that's something that has been really encouraging to me, just seeing how we're both being consistent in this every single week. Because sometimes it's hard to, like, set up a schedule of, like, I got to do it this time. So, like, it's also another thing that's so important is not to compare your relationships to other people's, because it's like, I could easily say, well, we're not doing what Caitlin and Brennan are doing, or vice versa. But that just does nothing. Mm-hmm. So don't do that. Don't compare, because comparison, like,
you works for you. Like,
yeah.
Something that I want to say before the end of the episode is, like, remembering, like, who you are. You are a precious gift mm-hmm. created by God. And, like, I want anyone who's listening to this, think of it this way, whether you're dating, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're single, whether you're married, just remember, like, you guys are both, whoever you yourself mm-hmm. and whoever you end up with are both God's creation, and he created you for a reason, and God loves them. Mm-hmm. And you need to look at them in that light as, like, God loves this person. So if you know in your heart that you're not meant to be with that person and they are meant to be with you, you have to look at them as, like, I want what's best for them. Mm-hmm. And, like, they are this amazing gift from God, and they deserve the best, and I'm not the best for them, and they aren't the best for me, and mm-hmm. I just want the best for them. And that's what God wants for them too. And so when you're dating, just remember, like, it's not all about you, mm-hmm. but also remember that, like, God created you for a reason, and he loves you. And that is, God loving you is so important. And, like, don't take it lightly, because it's a very big thing. But all in all, just remember that everyone is God's creation, and remember your worth. Mm-hmm. Like, don't settle for anyone else, and don't let somebody else settle for you when you know that you're not the one.
Mm. That's good. Yeah.
I just, like, I thought about that, but, like, you know, any of the guys that I've talked to before, like, they're God's creation. Whatever they've done to me, it doesn't matter. God loves them. Mm-hmm. And, like, as much as I wanted something to work out in the past and in the heat of the moment, like, how much I just wanted to work out, like, I knew it wasn't going to. Mm-hmm. And so the next time you're going on a date with someone, talking to someone in a relationship, think of it this way and look at it like, you know, this person is God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve the best because God loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the best for them. And that's okay.
Yeah, and that's okay. And I think just kind of recapping, like, what we've learned is that, you know, you need consistency in your personal relationship with the Lord. You need consistency with other people observing your relationship as well. I think that's really important. Like, if Caitlin was in a bad relationship, I'd be like, hey, girl, this guy's bad. And she'd be like, no, it's not, or whatever. It's like, if you deny that, then that's a clear teller of an unhealthy relationship. But make sure that, like, you're asking for wisdom from mentors or from friends or people who you trust, especially from God. Yeah. Ask him for discernment. Be consistent in your prayer life together. I think you'll know the green flags from a red flag, especially in a Christian relationship. It's kind of easy to tell, like, the true characteristics of somebody. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode today, guys. This was fun for me to be able to finally speak about it, just things that I've learned. And we hope you enjoy our next episode, where we will be talking about change, but how God's plan is so much better than what we understand right now. Bye.
Bye.